The actual trip itself was very successful. We managed to do all the activities that we'd planned, as well as build this house. We in fact actually got to do some more sightseeing, as well as we got to Ipoh a lot earlier than expected, both when we were flying in and when we were returning back from the activity, as we finished our service quite early. Secondly, we got to do some spontaneous activities as well with our action provider in Gopeng, which challenged us, such as waterfall abseiling, but we did it on a harder waterfall than originally intended to, as well as the rafting. We did some higher rivers that we were planning, which ended up being really successful for us. We also learned different things that we might have not learned on outdoor ed trips in the past, and we were a lot more independent with our, as we didn't have a full-time supervisor, we just had our action providers who were looking after us. We had to make sure that everything we were doing was correct, and we were following all the rules and guidelines. We had to also be ethical in terms of our actions. We went to a different culture, and we had to be sure not to offend people there, as they might be different to us. We also had to behave ourselves and keep the reputation of our school back home, and that was something that we had to be aware about. Another thing was communication with each other, which we had to make sure to do well, as we had to make sure that we were all on the same page with what we were going to do, which falls under collaboration learning outcome 6. The whole trip was very successful, and we didn't have any major problems. I think we ended up all being a lot closer to each other at the end of it, and we all learned a little bit about ourselves as well.